Charlie, and the Case of Captain Quack. In a quaint and welcoming town, nestled amidst lush green forests and rolling hills, there lived a bright and cheerful boy named Charlie. He was a kind-hearted boy with a sunny disposition that made him popular with everyone in the town. Charlie loved spending time outdoors, exploring the woods and fields that surrounded his home. He was especially fond of playing ball with his friends, and he could often be found kicking a football around the town square or tossing a frisbee with his mates by the river. Despite his young age, Charlie was known for his maturity and wisdom, and the adults in the town often sought his opinion on various matters. He was a beloved member of the community and brought joy and happiness to everyone he met. Charlie had a very special toy duck named Captain Quack. Captain Quack was not just any toy, for he wore a tiny cape and a detective's hat, always ready for an adventure. Whenever Charlie needed a friend, Captain Quack was always there, ready to lend a listening ear. The little duck's inquisitive nature and love for solving mysteries inspired Charlie to explore the world around him with a sense of wonder and curiosity. Captain Quack and Charlie were a dynamic duo, and they shared a bond that was unbreakable. One sunny day, Charlie decided to take Captain Quack to the park. They played hide and seek and tag and even had a picnic. But, oh no. When it was time to go home, Charlie realized Captain Quack was missing. Charlie's heart sank. He searched around the picnic area, under the big oak tree, and by the swings, but Captain Quack was nowhere to be found. Just as he was about to cry, Charlie remembered what Captain Quack would do. Captain Quack was a detective, and now it was Charlie's turn to solve the mystery of the missing toy. Charlie took a deep breath and started his quest. He first met Bella, a bouncy ball who had seen many things bouncing around the park. Bella told Charlie she had seen Captain Quack near the fountain, chatting with a squirrel about nuts. Thanking Bella, Charlie raced to the fountain. At the fountain, Charlie found Sammy Squirrel, who was busy collecting acorns. Sammy remembered seeing Captain Quack, but mentioned he had waddled off towards the flower garden, following a beautiful butterfly. Charlie thanked Sammy and hurried to the flower garden. In the garden, Charlie met Flora, a friendly stuffed bear who was having a tea party with her flower friends. Flora hadn't seen Captain Quack, but she dropped her spoon and couldn't reach it. Charlie helped pick up the spoon, and even though Flora didn't know where Captain Quack was, she thanked Charlie with the brightest smile. Feeling a little sad but determined, Charlie went on. He helped Benny the kite untangle from a tree, and in return, Benny floated up high and spotted something yellow near the sandbox. With renewed hope, Charlie dashed to the sandbox. There, surrounded by toy soldiers planning a sandbox castle, was Captain Quack. He had been telling tales of his adventures and had completely lost track of time. Captain Quack was so happy to see Charlie, and he quacked with joy. "Thank you for finding me," quacked Captain Quack. "I've heard of all the help you've given around the park. You're a true detective and a superhero." Charlie beamed with pride. He had found his favorite toy, but more importantly, he had helped others along the way. From that day on, Charlie and Captain Quack became the greatest detective duo in the park, always ready to lend a hand or a wing to anyone in need. And so, Charlie learned that sometimes, losing something gives you the chance to find much more, friends, adventures, and the joy of helping others.